This week we are marking that 1 year since the floods happened here in Townsville, since the floodgates opened and everywhere along the river was just inundated with water. We heard yesterday of a beautiful lady, Tracy, who opened up an evacuation point in Annandale at Annandale Central. But today we're talking to Marissa, who was actually evacuated and had her house completely flooded. Her and her family had to find somewhere else to live. Welcome, Marissa. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How are you feeling at the moment? Because you're still actually not back in that home.
Yeah. I guess you look back and you think about what's happened over the last 12 months and feel a bit overwhelmed by it all. But we're very excited to move home. So looking forward, which will happen in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to that with excitement.
Like Gabby
Mixed
said,
emotions.
You guys were, and you've got three kids as well too. Another one on the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you were evacuated. What was it like, and it's a pretty tough question, but what was it like to see all of your stuff, all of your kids' stuff, floating?
Yeah, well, I guess it was a kind of chosen evacuation in a way. So we were getting all those text messages to say, move to higher ground, move to somewhere safer. So we didn't actually have anyone knock on our door and say, it's time to leave. But where we are, we could see quite clearly the water rising, so see the lake rising, and it happened very quickly. Within a couple of hours, there was a big difference in that level of water, and we decided we need to leave now.
So in Adalia, right?
In Adalia, yeah. So we packed up, and my husband put a backpack on his back, and we grabbed some eskies and put a couple of things in, and grabbed our kids and walked through the water. So it was about waist deep. At that point, for me, and so we had someone meeting us to pick us up in a ute down the end of the street, because at that point the police had closed the street, so no one could actually drive to our house to pick us up. So, yeah, that was quite a process, just getting out.
How did you explain it to your kids? Because they are quite young. Yeah. How did you actually get them through it, and were you scared?
Yeah, I guess I tried to not show too much of that emotion and not be too scared for them. But I just sort of put their togs on and said, we're gonna walk through this water now, and their grandparents are at the other end of the street to help us out. And I said, we're gonna go now. So when we left, there was a lot of people in the street still. And there were actually people in our street that chose not to leave at all. So they stayed with their homes. So, yeah, I don't think the reality of it for the kids set in till a lot after that.
Yeah.
You've moved four times with three kids in the last 12 months. How has the last 12 months been?
It's been busy. It's been emotional. It's, I guess it's a lot, especially in that period of time. So it's been hard to try and maintain routine and stability, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think all along, and with each of our moves, we've really tried to emphasise with the kids that it doesn't matter where we are or where we're living, we're all together and we're all safe. And that was the most important thing. So I think it's been a really good year in that they've learnt a lot of things and they've learnt a lot of resilience, as have we.
Has it taken a toll on your relationship with your partner and your kids, or are you stronger for it?
I think we're stronger for it, to be honest. It's definitely been hard, but it's brought us even closer together.
What was the first moments of returning to your house like when you walked in and you saw the damage?
That was really hard for me. So when I mentioned before that there was some people in the street of our neighbours that didn't leave, so when we had evacuated and were at a family member's house, kind of waiting, watching, not sure what was going to happen, if the water would go in, you know, we'd sandbagged and done anything that we could, and one of our neighbours got in touch and said, I have a photo of your house. My husband went on a kayak down the street, and would you like to see it? So that was basically, at the peak of the flood, and that was difficult. And I thought, don't I want to see this?
Yeah.
And so they sent through a picture, and it was a little bit difficult to tell from the picture whether the water had entered the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so going back, there was a little bit of unknown. Is the water in? Is it not? And so to walk in and see that it was... Mm. I guess heartbreaking initially, but also I didn't really know at that point to what extent how this would affect us, what is the next step and what would happen over the next 12 months. It's, Yeah, you don't really know what's to come.
Did leaving Townsville go through your mind?
No, not at all. Townsville's always been home for me. I was born here, and so I couldn't imagine leaving. Mm. Yeah, but yeah.
And it's only a few more sleeps until you're back in your home. How excited are you? Like, what are the feelings leading into that?
It's very exciting. It's been a very long year of trying to get everything in order from, you know, the minute when we walked in and saw the house flooded to, you know, dealing with insurance, dealing with builders, dealing with so many things. You know, there wouldn't even be enough time to explain everything that we've done and had to go through. But having gone through all that and now we're finally at the end of it on the home stretch, it is very exciting to be going home. Because we've been homesick.
Yeah, of course.
It seems strange that we're
down the road and
we're living around the corner, but we literally are homesick for our home.
It'd be just so close but so far away.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, wow. That's how it feels. So we're very excited to be going back.
You know, yours is a story that is an incredible one, but it's one of just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And we want to share as many of them as we can on air. So if you're listening to this right now and you have a similar story or whatever, or just, you know someone, because I find people are very, often don't put themselves forward. I know you had to get roped into this one, Marissa.
Yeah.
If we want people's stories and that, you know, it hits you right in the feels. A year on since the floods. Marissa, your family's been to hell and back, but you've gotten through it and like you said, you're stronger. So thank you for sharing with us today.
No problem. We're so engaged.